KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Well, they got quite the show in store for them today.
We do.
To our two listeners.
To both of our listeners, maybe three today because Angermeyer's not here.
Well, yeah, Angermeyer, and then, you know, they maybe heard that Marcus Kwom's going to be with us here. And
he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So there's another one.
But, you know, what's ahead is top five Christmas wish list.
Oh, I got some good ideas.
I wonder if Marcus has an idea for those. He's probably brewing those babies up right now going, oh, you know.
That's right.
Oh, you know. But, you know, I was running out of gas this morning, so I didn't have time to stop at my favorite morning Thursday stop at Mickey D's. So, you know, we just pulled in here and stole all the peanut butter s'mores cookies off the table and the butterscotch fudge. So anybody? I mean, you're ready to get ready for Christmas here? Let's get sweetened up a little bit.
You ran out of gas this morning?
Well, it was about going to happen.
I did last night, Mike. Pickup is still at one of our local establishments.
Oh, you actually ran out.
Well, kind of.
I ran out at the Cloud 9 about 3 weeks ago. Is that where you ran
That's
out?
That's where mine's at. I got to go pick it up.
That was just for one.
That's it. I tell you what, that's responsible.
Yeah. Oh, my, oh, my.
Marcus, with us?
Good morning to you.
How you guys doing?
Hey, straight out of Webster, South Dakota, huh?
I'm trying to stay here today. The wind doesn't want me to, but...
Aye. But talk about a year for ice fishing, and not really. The only thing we have to look out for is a few spots of water that's open, but relatively a good year for ice fishing.
Yeah, we got a lot of ice early this year. I'm already in my third week here, almost full third week, and... you know, we had a lot of ice early. I thought we'd be driving out by now, but it's been pretty warm for the last week.
So we've had to switch gears on equipment because no pulling those big ice shacks out with those half-ton, three-quarter-ton trucks.
They're out there.
They are?
Biscard's got his on better.
There's out here, but I wouldn't recommend it.
If you leave your shack there, put it on the wheels during the day because it tends to sink in over the night from what I'm hearing.
That's happened
before. Well, the sun's beating down on it here the last few days. You know, what was it, Saturday? It's 48 degrees out, and it's been, what, 42? Pretty consistent now?
Yep.
I think the news is, though, that the ice is still fine, even though we've had a few nice days. It's actually beautiful for ice fishing and probably, you know, the best time of the year for the best bite, too, huh, Marcus?
I think it's the most consistent time of year for sure. It seems like once we get a little bit later and more truck traffic, these schools will perch break up. But right now, you know, there's limited access with most of the guys using four-wheelers or snowmobiles, so it makes it a little bit easier.
Chasing that perch gold, isn't that? Oh, my, you cannot beat that in the frying pan either, can you?
That's pretty good.
No. I haven't found a better one to eat yet.
What's that?
I haven't found a better one to eat yet.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? They can talk about any other thing that they can do to any other fish, and you cannot beat a little bit of Bisquick powder over the top of a perch fillet and a little fried butter and oil.
And just like Sauter said, it don't matter what size they are. He's never had a fish that tasted small.
I use that theme on Lake Erie only. I don't expect anybody else to use that theme other than on Lake Erie, where you know where a fish will feed a family, a family for a day. So. Yep. Anyway, Marcus, do you want to jump into a top five list here? Do we start it, or do you want to give a little bit of an idea of where we're what we're doing this time of the year to find fish? What's tricking them? What kind of colors? What kind of baits? You take it from here, Marcus.
Well, I mean, I'm an aggressive fisherman. All the time, so I always have like a jigging wrap or a slender spoon or a big flashy spoon, tingler spoon of some sort tied on, and then a ripping wrap, and I'll downsize from there and go to a smaller rattle spoon, or a smaller cast master, but until I mark fish, I'm fishing big and fast, and, you know, I'll be really aggressive. I might not catch them on there, but at least I'll have the confidence to stay there and start working something smaller and slower.
Do you, have you gotten into the plastics yet much?
A little bit for the crappies and bluegills. The perch has to be pretty dang aggressive. I've tried putting, you know, a couple of them on a treble hook, like just nuggies. They're just a round ball with the tail. But it's still hard to beat live bait.
Yeah. Spikes, wax worms when you have to size down?
I like spikes. We use spikes all the time for pretty much everything. They're easy to keep alive. They're hardy, you know. You can catch a few fish before you have to rebait. The waxies seem to fall off too easy. Minnows are pain in the butt when the temps are cold and buckets are freezing and flashing around. So.
And waxies turn black in your pocket. I mean, they just don't work.
No.
I'm with you. I just didn't have a good spike.
Webster area, Watertown area, it seems like there is a good bite going on in a lot of places if you want to chase perch and walleyes. Is that what you're hearing, Marcus?
Yeah, it seems to be consistent over pretty much the whole region. I haven't heard anybody too upset about anything. Multiple lakes, I don't think it's just everywhere. And you know, when you go on the ice, you see a few guys here on this lake and a few guys here on that lake. So I think everybody's having some pretty consistent success.
So, Marcus, the Christmas wish list. There's a lot of ladies. There's a lot of children, grandchildren, a lot of men looking for gifts for their family. By George, the Christmas wish list. I have to start out simple. I'm going to give I'm not going to give really an idea. I'm just going to ask a question. I'm still looking for the best line available. This is number one on my Christmas wish list. The best line available that does not freeze up. You know, during the day, in the evenings, when the air temperature is cold, I just have had a tough time over the last few years because I fish outside. I don't fish in a shack very often. Are you hearing of Neil might have a line suggestion here also. Where are we heading with lines that? You know, we're probably not going to eliminate the freeze-up, but kind of slow down the freeze-up just a little bit on our line.
You know, I'm pretty old school and traditional when it comes to that. I'm still running mono on this and my stuff. There's a few rods with braid, but for the most part, I run Suffolk Ice Magic 4-pound test on all my perch fishing stuff.
Oh, are you really? What size was that?
4-pound test.
Gotcha.
It's perfect in between. I feel like that's going to handle just about whatever we're going after around here. You know, I can use that for walleyes, and I can use that for perch, and I can still get by and use, you know, 1/32 ounce little spoons on that, or I can move all the way up to 1/4 ounce and still feel confident with it.
Yeah.
If I do need to use braid, the best one I have found is Suffolk 832 ice.
Yep.
And you're still going to have more freeze-up than mono, but that gore fiber that's in there, it seems to be woven a little bit tighter, so it'll shed more water, but it's still hard to get by without having a little bit of freeze-up on it.
Yeah, that braid in the wintertime is tough stuff. I've switched over to that frost line, that clams line from Sunline.
Mm-hmm.
That goes all the way down to 2 pounds in mono fluorocarbon or braid. And I've really had good luck with that 4-pound, 3-pound, 4-pound mono.
Just 3 or 4 pound fluorocarbon?
I've used them both, but the nice thing about the fluorocarbon is this is one of the few fluorocarbons that doesn't have a ton of memory when it gets cold.
Gotcha.
You know, and I'm not a big fluorocarbon guy anyway in the wintertime, but if I have to use it, I'll put that in some of my tip-ups.
Yeah. Usually the clear water doesn't have many fish in it.
Yeah, exactly. And if I do, it's shallow water tip-ups, and then I want the floral.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, everybody, you know, we all want to go to that super line and those type of, you know, braided lines this type of the year. But, boy, they are just a pain in the butt. But you're right. That Suffolk 832 has that little bit of coating on it, and sure does help versus the old days of fire line. That is just, and I didn't want to say that that way, but I mean, I guess I should have said the braids that are a little bit rough around the edges.
That's right. And you never want to put a braid on your tip up.
Oh,
just no. Just so you know, you'll lose a finger.
Well, anyway, that was kind of one thing on my list that I thought, hey, you know, everything's revolutionizing, but really, Marcus is probably correct. We're going right back to the old school on that.
Yep. I use mono on all my stuff instead of tip florals and the tip ups.
Yeah.
What else? We're fishing vertical. We're not worrying about boat control. We're not moving. You're right over top of your fish and with your rod all the time. So I don't think you lose too much sensitivity in it. And, you know, the deepest we're fishing in our area is 25 foot. So with a lot of these rods out these days, I mean, we have the best equipment available that we've ever had. You know, the custom rods have been all the big craze for a long, few years now. And they're super light and sensitive.
So, Marcus, what's on your Christmas list for this year?
You know, I don't have anything that I really need, but I always want to try something new, and I haven't found, I don't know. I'm really traditional, but there's a couple things that I always want to try, but I really haven't figured it out yet.
So
I've
do
been
you have
too many days?
Hey, I'm going to interrupt you. So do you already have one of those snow bears that's worth $70,000-$80,000 that has the leather seats?
I don't have one of those yet.
Oh, my George. Let's see. Could we put that on your list?
We could put one of those on the list. No, I'm actually really sick of sitting on my four-wheeler, so even a Ranger with a heated cab would be nice.
Now we're waking him up a little.
I told my wife I want to sell my four-wheeler, buy an old, crappy, like a Chevy S10 Blazer, and put tracks on it. Then I have my heated vehicle. I can drive right from my house, fish all the time.
Yep.
Well, it's still cheaper than a four-wheeler.
Those snow bears are awesome. I had a couple buddies buy them this year, and I'm definitely jealous. I don't like seeing the Snapchats and the pictures from them.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I actually have, another item, if you don't mind me kicking in. These custom rods that Marcus was just talking about, the ones with the big eyelets. Again, kind of on the line of frozen lines while you're jigging. I don't know if it's just a craze or if it's really working. I don't own one.
Well, a lot of them have the recoil guides on them, so they're really thin, and they're almost indestructible. So if you do have ice in them, you can just kind of pinch them and flick them. They'll bend a little bit, crack that ice out of there, and you're good to go.
Just a word of advice. Anybody who thinks their rod is indestructible, send me one, and I'll prove you wrong.
Well, I'm not saying the rod is, but the eyes are.
And if you have an S10 Blazer that you want to be put in the water, he'll find some open water for you.
Send it to me. I'll be happy to buy the tracks for it.
I don't know. If somebody's looking for, essential gear for somebody, I mean, one thing I use every day is a headlamp. I mean, that's a great stocking stuffer for somebody.
Yep.
In the morning, getting stuff ready. In the evening, packing down and getting everything back on the trailer or the four-wheeler. I mean, that's one of the tools that I have to have and use every day.
I just saw a guy on, at 4:30 a.m., 5 a.m. with the Christmas wish list on Fox News this morning, and that was one of the items from Bass Pro Cabela's. That was the first item. He goes, when you're setting up the tent with your kids and you want to start a little fire or grill something quick, this headlamp for $39.99. I'm like, Marcus, you're on the money.
They're nice.
Yes, absolutely. And you can change the colors, and there's 400 lumens of light, and I got a kick out of him.
Yeah, you can't go ice fishing without a headlamp. That's just the way it is. That's as important as a hook.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's a little plug for Cabela's and Bass Pro this morning.
I've got one that I can plug a local person here. People are always complaining about cold feet ice fishing and what kind of boot should I get.
Oh.
I bought a set of Baffin boots 10 years ago. And they aren't the most stylish thing in the world, but my feet haven't been cold since I bought those Baffins. They are hands down the best boot on the market. You can get them right here at Trav's Outfitter.
Trav's Outfitter, that is a great item.
Oh, there's
for
nothing
for anybody going to be hanging out in the outdoors. Marcus, you got a comment?
Yeah, I love bathrooms. I actually have a pair, but I didn't know they weren't in style.
Well, yeah. Well, they're kind of in our style, Marcus, but they're really not going to win any awards for beauty.
I was pretty sure people were looking at me because I thought my boots looked good, but never mind.
Yeah, but do you tuck your ice armor suit inside your baffins to really look good?
No, I don't. I actually don't. I have a striker suit, so.
Yeah, now does the striker go inside the boots?
No, it does not. This one's got the flotation in it, so it's a little bulkier.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, man, that is just beautiful.
See, that's the problem. You would look stylish if your suit was tucked inside those baffin boots.
I actually went out for wing night in my boots and sweatpants last night after I got done cleaning fish because I just wanted to eat real quick, and I thought everybody liked them.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I wear mine everywhere. I think, and all kidding aside, have your feet been cold since you bought a set of those?
No. I've ran them for 2 seasons now, and they have been really nice. I think they're the warmest boot. They have the liner in them.
Yep.
Take them out at night and put the boot dryer on everything, and
they are
good to go.
Travis turned me on to them probably close to 10 years ago, and I haven't looked back since. I think they're great.
He's got to be one of the biggest boot dealers in the country right here in Watertown, South Dakota, and a nice store out on the east side of town.
So I walked in and said, I've got...
Quick little plug for Trav.
I got weenie feet. I said, they get cold all the time. I don't ever want to get cold. What you got?
Good morning to Charlie B. Hoffman's listening in this morning.
So is Brian Fowles.
And Louis Valence, good morning to all of you. Yeah, eyes on you. Good morning.
Well, our last few minutes, what kind of ice can people expect up around there right now, Marcus?
I've been seeing it anywhere from 9 to maybe 13 at the most in some of the smaller back bays, but I'd say it's a consistent 9 to 10.5.
Okay.
Is that on the bigger lakes also?
That's on the bigger lakes also. We haven't really built any ice in the last week, but we also haven't lost any, so.
Yeah, it's good to know.
She refreezes every night at least.
Go ahead, Marcus.
I haven't been anywhere further south than Highway 20, though, so most of everything's been, Highway 12 and north.
Well, I can tell you from Highway 20 south, you can get anywhere from 10 inches to wide open. And unfortunately, I about found the wide open here last Sunday.
Uh-oh. There we go. Here he goes again.
Don't be driving on a lake in pure fog with no GPS. Oh. I drove a circle right into the open water almost.
There's another Christmas wish list right there.
Get
some
a
of the
GPS.
GPS's equipment's fantastic anymore. Hummingbird kind of keeps leading the way in the GPS side of things, and
they do. And you know what?
Those people use combinations.
Their GPS on your phone, and that's great. It works wonderful.
Ooh.
But when you're sitting on your four-wheeler and your phone keeps going black, you stick it in your pocket because you're annoyed by not having where you're at.
Yeah.
Get one that's on all the time, or I have one mounted on my four-wheeler. I was just too lazy to put it on that day.
Yeah, those Helix 5s and Helix 7s are a reasonable price and a lot of bang for the buck with the ice fishing unit and the GPS built right into it.
Absolutely. They're just cheap. Go get one.
Well, the second best thing to Kuchen this morning. We don't have Kuchen, but we have butterscotch fudge. Wow. This beats a triple stacker, cold stacker from McDonald's, but not very often.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Usually a better deal, isn't it? Well, Marcus... IDO Pro Staff, you have any shows planned coming up? And also tell us how people can get a hold of you in that Webster, South Dakota area for an ice fishing trip.
As of right now, we don't have anything planned. We're going to. It's just, everything's fresh with James. He wants to be on the best fish at the best time. So it's kind of fly by the seat of our pants and see what's going on at the time. I think this last week he was in Wisconsin. I don't know how that went or whatever, but I know he was going to try to get a couple shows done so they could have Christmas off and won't have to travel next week.
That's a lot of work. How do we get a hold of you in that Webster area, Marcus? Facebook, I know, is one place that he's active.
Yep, I'm on Facebook at Real Therapy Guide Service. I'm also online at realtherapyguideservice.com. or you can give me a call at 605-940-9943.
940-9943 is his number. Yep. We thank you a ton, Marcus, for being on our show. Another week of On the Water.
I gotta say hi, though.
But he's gonna say hi to a guest that's
listening. An old friend of mine, Mark Hess from Nebraska. It has been a bit, Mark. How you doing?
Good morning, Mark. Anyway, another week of On the Water in the Air. We're gonna send this over to Randy Grimes. Take care, Randy. Merry Christmas, everyone.